Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. What's up? It's DJ Gaffey, a.k.a. The Book Critic, a.k.a. Mr. Growing and Sexy in the building. We're back from a short hiatus with the Who's Who in African American Lit Block Talk Radio Show. My guests today are going to be author Brenda Stokes Lee, Gerard Marinia, and Michelle V. Mitchell. Before we start the show, I want to send my prayers and condolences out to the people in California. We had a horrific mass shooting out there. We know what to do to the gun violence and, you know, the whole climate here in America. But, again, my prayers go out to those people out there, particularly the ones that lost their lives. Our first guest is going to be Brenda Stokes Lee. Brenda, you on the air?
I'm here.
Hey, everybody. Brenda Stokes Lee in the building. You know what? I finally got you to do this interview. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on today.
Thank you for asking me on. I know it's been... I think about 3 years going, you've been trying to get me online, so I'm here. Looking for the weather down
low. Well, anybody who don't know, me and Brenda go way, way back. Started working with her a couple of years ago. You know, one of my favorite books is Georgia on My Mind. Is that it?
Georgia on My Mind. Yes.
Yeah, and a couple of your other books. But before we start talking about the books, you know, take a minute to tell everybody who you are and, you know, and a little bit about yourself.
Oh, on the spot like that.
Well, I mean, you're Brenda Stokes Lee, you're a national best-selling author, yada, yada, yada.
Come on. Yeah, pretty much is what it is. Actually, I'm a Southern girl. I was born in North Carolina. And I actually was raised in the Washington metropolitan area, actually PG County, Maryland. And I went to Morgan State in Baltimore, and I kind of started a family. Life happened, got divorced, have two children, two grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And I started writing later in life. I actually always loved to write, but I put it on the back. You know, I have to go to college and stuff. Yeah, but I was focused, you know, once you get bills, basically.
Okay.
And then God has blessed me to pretty much write full time, and it's been a journey of blessing. But I published my first set of novels. Actually, I wrote six novels before I got up the heart to publish, and that was all my Queen's Men series. I actually published six novels in on December 24th of 2011. And thus far, I'm writing the 18th novel right now.
All right. We're not going through all 18 novels. I don't want to talk about them all. But I do want to talk a little bit, and I'm going to cut you off. I do want to talk a little bit about the All Kings Men series. Now, you said that's the first one you got started with?
Yeah, that's the first one I wrote, All My Queen's Men. It was a six-book series.
Okay. And how was the response to that? How was the response to that novel? Because you have a different kind of twist to your books. There's interracial romance and a lot of things that's going on that, you know, some people may not be comfortable with. But you came out the gate writing about those topics and sharing those stories with your readers right away. How was the response with that when you first started?
Well, the response is still the same for all of my books. I'm an acquired taste, I'll say that. Most people, you either love me or you hate me. And I've found that there are a lot of romance novels and a lot of erotica novels and a lot of other novels that follow this format. And my thing about this, why do mediocre when you can, you know, really twist and turn and get your readers involved? If I don't elicit an emotional response from you, I didn't do my job. So a lot of people, I actually had someone say that the character, her name was Dr. My Queen, that she was the skankiest bee ever put on paper.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, wait a minute, hold on. This is Block Talk Radio. You can say stingiest bitch that ever, you character ever put on paper. You can say that, okay?
Yes, bitch put on paper. But in the reality of it was that in 7 years she had five men. One took her virginity, and the last one married her. And how many of us can actually say we had five lovers in our entire life? But it was just the way the book was written.
There's a lot of women out there can say they had five or more lovers, but they won't admit it.
I keep our numbers.
That's right. No.
They're all going around, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I love my sisters. If it wasn't for them, your brother wouldn't be the men we are today. So I'm going to leave that right there. What I want, another thing I talk about, your books are romance novels. You have very strong male characters in a lot of your books. Pleasure Principle, Big Country, All My Queen's Men, and Sandra's Ho Ho Ho. You got some very strong male characters in these books. Where do you draw upon, you know, to get these characters? I mean, because the stories themselves, I get the story, but these characters are very colorful. These brothers.
The thing about it is, we all have what they quote unquote, the one. And so from talking to a lot of different women and getting their idea of what the one male that could, you know, just capture their heart would be, I kind of draw off of that energy. But then also you have strong men in your life. I mean, I've been fortunate to date a lot of different types of men and to be around, you know, strong male figures that didn't have to sell drugs, stick guns in your face, or, you know, pimp you out.
All right. Now, you know, it's only a 10-minute interview. We're going to be finishing up real quick. I'm going to get you back on at another time to talk more. But a couple of books that I worked with you on was Georgia On My Mind, which is a huge book. I loved it. It was a book that I got a lot of notoriety working with you, featuring DJ Gassi's book club. That book, let me cut you up, but that book really put me on the map with you promoting that book. And a lot of people have asked about part two. Is she coming back? How's Georgia doing? Do you have any plans for bringing part two or bringing Georgia back in any of the other stories?
Actually, Georgia, I did Georgia On My Mind this Christmas, and that is actually available for sale now. So there's a part two to Georgia, and it, you know, picks up 3 years after the book that I wrote. And I want to thank you because you actually made Georgia On My Mind go number one. It was on Amazon number one in six categories for 3 weeks, and I attribute that to you. Advertising for me. You really did that for me.
Yeah, well, you made it easy for me. You made it easy for me to help you out. You really did. You were very active. Your book covers, your promotions, you know, your activity with your pages. You got some very loyal fans. I don't want to mention them names and them crazy women that from your club. But I love them all. And you had a lot of people supporting. You know, I got a couple of people online. Let's see if anybody's calling in for you. Hold on a second. Hello, you're calling in from 717 area code. What's your name? You got a lot of people that just want to listen. Okay. And you're calling in from the 410 area code. Hold on a second. You're calling in from the 410 area code.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach Authorities Mitchell. I'm trying to reach her line. Is she on tonight?
I'm sorry, you're trying to reach who?
Michelle, Authorities Mitchell. I thought she was going to be on tonight.
Yeah, Michelle comes on at 6:50. My brother, you can hold on, you can call back. She comes on at 6:50, all right?
All right, thank you, my brother.
Yeah, hold on, man. Thanks for calling. Don't go nowhere.
No, all right. Go ahead and do what you do.
All right, thanks, man. Brenda, you still there?
I'm still here.
All right. Again, wonderful, wonderful books. We love you. Again, I want to say thanks for coming back. You know, you were kind of, you know, weren't writing or weren't publishing for a while there. You know, and you had some things going on with you. But we are so happy. We love you, my sister. And thank you so much for, you know, coming back to the literary community and contributing with the stories and the books that we love so much, man. I just want to say thank you, and, you know, happy holidays and Merry Christmas and all of that good stuff, man.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me, and thanks for being here. I can always count on you. And anytime you need me, you know where you can reach me.
Yeah. Yeah. Before you go, your current, tell us about the book that's out now, because I've been promoting one of your books, and I don't have it up in front of me. What's your latest book that's out that we're working with?
I actually published two together. One was Once Upon a Dream was the very last one, and it's actually got a Christmas story in it, and it's a really, really kind of urban fairy tale type story, African American one, The Prince. And the other one is Tanya Fault Without Love. And both of those are part of the Naked Truth About Love series.
Okay. Well, listen, everybody, I'm glad you tuned in. Thank you so much, Brenda.
Thanks, Jeff, and have a wonderful show. I'm going to try to stick around.
And I didn't ask you no questions about romance and sex and any of the other stuff. See, I told you I wasn't going to go in and try to get you, find out where you get all those gritty, tough stories and romantic stories. Like, where does that come from? Because I know you got that sexy, seductive, erotic side of you that you don't want to talk about.
It's not getting my personal business, Mr. Wilson.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, who's on that regular Blog Talk Radio show? It's DJ Gaffney, a.k.a. the book critic, a.k.a. the voice of Urban Lit, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy. We're in the house. We got my man Gerard Mourinho on the line. Let's see if I can get him on here. One second. All right, Gerard, are you there, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, my brother. You got to tell me how, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, man. I appreciate it. Hello, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You know what? If you got your radio on or your computer on in the background, you have to turn that down and kind of deal with the phone only.
I'm not even inside. I'm like outside the house.
All right, I was asking you, how do you pronounce your last name, B?
Oh, it's Mourinho, M-O-R-I-N-I-A. Yeah, it's an Italian
right,
name I got from my mom. Yeah.
All right. So it's Gerard Mourinho in the building, ladies and gentlemen. I met this brother at the Urban Book Authors Writers Festival Book Fair in the Bronx earlier this year. We chatted for a little while, told me a little bit about his book, and I told him I was going to get back to him. To have him on my show. So, my brother, thanks, man, for taking time out to come and chat with us today.
Oh, man, I appreciate being on the show, man. I really do. Thanks a lot, man, for giving me the opportunity.
Hello.
Yeah, well, congratulations, man, on, congratulations on the book, too, man. Tell us a little bit about how you got started writing. I know this is your first book. Tell us a bit, man, how you came to write and publish this book.
Well, what happened was, I was incarcerated a few years back, and a good friend of mine, Leandre Prince, was incarcerated with me, and we talked about writing a book, and he talked about signing me, and, you know, I told him a couple stories that I had been through and seen and things that I wanted to put together in a book, and he was like, man, just go ahead and do it. So when I came home, I couldn't get in contact with him, so I had saved up some money or whatever, and I opened up my own publishing company, started from the ground up, from nowhere, and here I am today, you know, my first book out, and it's the first of a trilogy, so part two is coming probably by, like, late spring, early summer 2016.
All right. Now, the title is A Town Near You, Get It How You Live. Tell us a little bit about the title, man, and how, and some information about the book, because I couldn't get any information about the book. Tell us a little bit about that title, man, what the book's about.
Okay. Get It How You Live is the first of a trilogy. You know, that's like there's the crew called the Fast Money Hustlers. You know, they're a crew of guys from New York that have been to different towns, and they made their stop in Wilmington, Delaware, and they getting money and all of that. So the first book that's called Get It How You Live, they basically up and coming in the drug game and just being out of town, being from New York and being in a different place. I think I picked that title because, you know, like, most people out in the streets, that's they slogan. Like, you know, I get it how I live. I'm getting it how I live. So I felt that the audience would be able to relate to it, because most people that are like into that lifestyle read those books or have family or friends that read those types of books, so they can relate.
Yeah, I told you about that title. I heard that before, you know, with cats saying, man, you know, we from the hood, we on the streets, man, we get it how we live. You know, it's
yeah,
not,
exactly.
You know, ain't no more to it, you know. You
exactly.
do what you do, and that's how you get it, man. But how's the book going, man? How's your life changed, man, since you published that book?
Oh, man, this book has opened so many doors for me. It's taken off. I mean, I don't know what to compare it to, because I've never done it before, and I don't really talk to people as far as, like, well, how many books should I be selling a week or this or that? I mean, it's on Amazon. I've sold a few on Amazon. I've sold a few on Nook. I've been more so selling them off my website, which is blackstonepublishing.com, and just filling the orders myself, running to the post office, people that hit me up, sending them through Facebook. But the book itself, actually, with me creating my Facebook account, had someone contact with me about a radio show. So now I have like a little radio show on an online Live 365 site, and I just like send it through my website. But I got all of this from just publishing my own book, because nobody would have never known who I was if I wasn't pushing my book or going hard with the book. So it's opened up so many more doors for me. It's like, it's beautiful. It's like nothing I've ever expected.
Yeah, well, congratulations on the success, man. When I met you, I seen, you know, you had that, you know, you had that enthusiasm, you know, that you were going hard. You had promotional materials, you had the bags, you had the T-shirts, you know, you was going hard to let people know who you were and what you did, man. And that's real key, particularly for new self-published authors. There's not a lot of people out there that's going to say, hey, let me give you some shine, you know, let me help you do this, let me help you do that. So, you know, I like the way you took that. You know, that hustle mentality is like, you know, this is my work, this is my product, man. I'm about to bring it out to the people, man. So congratulations on that, man, and all the good things that's happening for you, brother. You deserve it, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I really just thought, like, with the bags and stuff, like, to try to give the people more for their money. You know, I notice a lot of people sell books for expensive, you know, $14, $15. So I figure, you know, I'm unknown, so I don't feel like I had the right to sell it for that much. So what I did was put it for the best price that I could put it at, and included other items along with it to make my money up on the back end. So it's working.
Yeah. Yo, that was a good idea and a good market strategy, man. And also, you know, it was good to see young brothers like yourself that's new to the game out at these book fairs. You know, Ubao put on a wonderful event there in the Bronx. Big shout out to Danielle and her whole team. But to have, you know, the authors come out, you know, and support these events, man, and get known and be seen and travel. You know, and you said that you travel, you know, you got the radio show you got coming on, you know, you got another brother that you're working with and other cats in the game. You're willing to travel, you know, you're on the East Coast, man. You know, you got New York, Jersey, Connecticut, Philly, you know, Baltimore. You know, you got a lot of cities there, man, where that will be happy to meet brothers in the game like yourself, man. So, you know, like I said, congratulations, man. You know, keep doing what you're doing, big.
Man, I really appreciate it, man. Anybody want me to come to any book signings or fairs or anything, you could hit me on my Facebook page, Gerard Marinia at Facebook. You could Instagram me at Boogsy V. I'm on Snapchat at Fast Money Radio. I'm all over everything. I got my website, blackstonepublishing.com. You can hit me up on there and leave comments and also order my book and all the materials and things that I have on there. But I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity, man. I really do. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I told you when I met you, man, that's what I do. You know what I mean? You know, through my TV show, through the Blog Talk Radio show, and through my blogs and website, you know, that's what it is. I've been kind of busy, you know, but I'm back in the scene. I'm back on the game, man. I'm ready to do a lot for these authors out here. But tell us about part two of the book. You said it's a trilogy. You got part one out. When can we look for part two, man? And, you know, when you know, how's that coming along, that project?
Man, it's already, the books are already done. They're already written. So book two will be out sometime late May, early June, hopefully. And it's called Born and Bred to Get Bread. And we're working on it now. We're working on getting everything going now while we still pushing Get It How You Live. But all the books are called A Town Near You. And I want the people to understand why I chose that title. A Town Near You is like, if you really, really think about it, you go to any town in America, you're going to run into somebody from New York, and they're down there doing something. They're hustling some kind of way. So you liable to see a New Yorker, a town near you. That's why I chose the title.
That's what's up. All right, once again, it's Who's Who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. Your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. the book critic, a.k.a. Mr. Going Sexy, a.k.a. the voice of Urban Lit. We got my man, Gerard Marina. You know, he's online with us talking about his latest book, I Tell You, You Get It, How You Live. Yo, Gerard, I got a couple people on the line, man. I don't know if anybody's calling in for you, but if you're calling in to speak to Gerard, you know, holler at me.
Hello?
Yes, how you doing, sweetheart? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Vanessa, and I'm calling because I want to know, you know, Gerard, it's nice to see that you have put yourself out here on the map, and you mentioned that you have other things. How can people get to know more about you, like what else that you're doing out there? Because you seem as if you're someone who's giving to the African-American community. How can people get in contact with you besides being able to get your books? It seems as though you're contributing. How can people contact Gerard Marina, the contributor?
Well, you can always hit me up on Facebook at my name, Gerard Marina. I always post everything that's going on with me, every event, everything that's going on, my radio show, my radio station. Even this interview is on my Facebook page right now, letting people know to listen in. I'm sure that's probably how you seen it. But thank you for calling in and being interested in me, too. I appreciate it.
And what's your radio station name?
Fast Money Radio. It's on Live 365.
Okay.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Vanessa.
Are you on Facebook?
I am.
All right, so you can friend him. You guys can inbox that information, man, or Gerard. You might want to post it on your page for her. You know what I mean?
To make sure she gets that information.
And you can always follow me, Jeff Gatsby Wilson, on Facebook, too. I have a lot of information concerning what he's done. He's one of the artists I'm going to be working with. So, you know, yeah, make sure you get that information, my sister. That's what we're here for, to make sure everybody finds out whatever it is they need to know about these authors that are out here.
Well, thank you.
And thank you. Right. Thank you for calling, and I appreciate it.
Hey, yo, Gerard, man, thanks a lot, man. I got Michelle V. Mitchell online. She was at the Ubawa Book Fair as well, and she's coming up right now. All right, Michelle, you there? Hello, Michelle. Man, I don't really know. Let me see. I got everybody on here. Who's calling from 410 area code? You on the line?
That's me, Chris. My name is Chris. I was calling to listen to Michelle.
Okay. And Michelle, are you there? She just inboxed me and said the area code was 717. Oh, okay. She's saying she can't get through. All right, so let me get her back. Call back, man. Hold on a second. Let me clear the lines for Michelle right here. All right, my brother, you calling me? Who's calling from 516?
I am.
You calling from 516? And you are?
It's Terry.
You calling to speak to Michelle?
Yes. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, sweetheart? I'm trying to get her on the line. Hold on a second. Hello, Michelle, is that you?
I'm going
to
hang up. I'm going to hang up so she can get on.
Well, no. Hold on a second. Michelle, is that you?
I'm here. Hello?
All right. Yeah, come on. Speak up. Yeah, hello. Hello. We ain't waiting on you. Come on, man.
That's what's up. I'm like, yo, the line was, like, crazy. I couldn't even get through.
Wow, that my show is popping. That's what it is. DJ Gatsby, Who's Who in African American Lit, Blog Talk Radio. I'm not even going to give you all the AKAs. You already know who I am. You already know what I do. But this is our special guest, National Bestseller author Michelle V. Mitchell, in the building. Michelle, thank you so much for being patient and coming through, my sister.
Thank you.
All right, before we get started, man, you got a dude that's been waiting to talk to you. My man, you calling to speak to Michelle?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out more about what she had to come.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm actually working on She Ain't Me 3. I'm hoping to have that out before the end of the year. And that's my current project. And then after that, I plan on working on Choose Wisely 3.
Wow.
Looking forward.
She's got a lot of books. She's got a lot of books. And let's got somebody else. Yeah, my man, hold on a second. Hold on. She's going to be talking for a minute. You got somebody calling from the 516 area code as well. Who's that on 516?
It's Kateri.
Oh, okay,
hi,
I'm sorry. I didn't know that was you, baby.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. You know I love you and I love the support. You know we sisters, you know how we do.
Yes, I know. Love you too, girl.
Yeah, big shout out to Kateri. She's a big fan of the show. We love you, Kateri, and everything that you bring to the industry as well. You know, I've known you for a while. We work together with some of your books and some of the authors that you work with. So thank you so much for calling in, my sister.
Thank you.
All right.
Love you.
All right, now back to the show.
Love you, too.
She's not going nowhere. She's going to hang on and listen. All right, but back to you, Michelle. Now, the book that I feature in this of yours is The Pastor's Wife.
The Pastor's Faith.
Oh, The Pastor's Faith. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that in a minute. First of all, how long have you been writing, and how many books do you have published so far?
Right now, I have 6 books published, and I've been writing since 2013, and then my first book was published back in 2014.
Okay. Now, I understand you just recently became a self-published author. You had been publishing books under another publishing company?
Yes, I was signed with a publishing company out in Georgia. And from there, I decided I wanted to, you know, do it on my own. You know, I'm at the age where I've been working on my life, you know what I mean? And at some point, like, this is what I love to do. And then at some point, I want to be my own boss.
No, listen, congratulations, man. A lot of authors go in with other publishers to learn the business, get known, and you know.
Yeah, you know, and I did that. And that's not a bad idea, because when I first did, you know, when I first got signed, one of the reasons I wanted to sign with a publisher is because I wanted to see how good my work was. Like, I wanted to see if somebody was willing to pick me up. And to my surprise, everybody I sent my work to, really my first book, they all responded back, you know, with great review, you know, with great reviews. So, yeah, so I was like, once I got that thumbs up, I knew that this is what I was born to do, and that's why I'm still doing it.
Yeah, well, congratulations. You're doing a wonderful job. 6 books and, you know, going from working with another publisher and now being self-published is a huge accomplishment. So, you know, my hat's off to you, my sister, for your business sense, understanding that, you know, you were ready to do that and then taking the necessary steps to get it done. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right, now you said you got 6 books. Take us through all 6 books, starting from the first one. Not really what they're about, but the titles for the people who don't know all the books. So we're going to talk about The Pastor's Faith, but, you know, take us through those 6 books. So which was the first one?
My first book was titled She Ain't Me. And then after that, I wrote Choose Wisely. And then I went back and wrote Choose Wisely 2. And then I went back and wrote She Ain't Me 2. And then I just decided, okay, I wanted to break from the books for a second. And then I wrote The Pastor's Faith. And now my current book is She Ain't Me 3.
Okay. Oh, so you did write the third book in the trilogy for that one book series?
Yeah, no, I'm actually I'm working on it now. I have She Ain't Me 1 and
2,
and I'm working on She Ain't Me 3, yeah.
All right. Now, The Pastor's Faith looks like a departure from the type of books you were writing originally. Is that fair to say?
No, not really. Like, all my books, basically, I just put my own genre. I'm in my own genre. My own genre, I just made it up. I'm in urban Christian fiction,
okay.
And that's what I do.
Beautiful.
Like, I write what's going on in the world today, but best believe all my books is going to have God in my work, and he's going to be, you know, in the center of maybe not all the characters, but at least one or two of the characters' lives.
No, that's great, man. That's great. And I like that, you know, you blending the genres and talking about, the urban culture as well as, you know, that faith-based Christian culture at the same time, because we all live in both of those worlds in some, in some fashion, some more than others. You know, you got one foot in the church and one foot in the street. A lot of people, I ain't mentioning no names, calling nobody out. Big shout out to my church folks. No, I love y'all. But, yeah, great, great book. I didn't get a chance to read it yet, but I've been, trying to get caught up on your work that you've been doing. Again, you know, it's only a 10-minute interview. I want you to come back at a later time and do another show. But you know, what can your followers look forward to, you know, in 2016? I know you got the third book in that series. What else can they look for in 2016 from you?
Well, what I am definitely trying to do is, like I said, I want to hopefully get She Ain't Me 3 done actually before 2016. If not, then it would it'll be 2016 along with Choose Wisely 3. And then I also want to write two children's books.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, definitely do the children's books. A lot of authors have children and can relate to that. And the important thing about that is a lot of young people who read, they don't share the joy of reading with their children. So, and if you write, you know, a grown folks fiction or adult books, you know, and then you can write children's books, then that's cool too. So when somebody buys your book, they can buy a book for their kid as well. So that's a great idea. Listen, the holidays are coming up, man. You know, what are your plans? You got shout outs for anybody? You want to thank anybody for supporting you over this year?
Of course. I just want to thank my supporters that have been supporting me thus far. I want to thank my literary sisters. They already know who they are. I want to thank my besties, which is Monica Green, Keena Brown. I could go on and on. But, mm-hmm. again, I just, you know, I want to show that love. My daughter, Sharnay,
yeah,
love
sure.
her. So, yeah, and, oh, and my sister. Can't forget my sister, Charlene. I don't think she's listening.
Hey,
but anyway, thank,
no,
you know, I just
no
want to thank them because she's, you know, she's bought all my books. And, you know, just everybody that, especially in my city, 717, the ones that have purchased my book, I want to just rep them out because they have, like, they have really showed love to me, and I definitely want to thank them.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. And once again, Who's Who in African American Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show with DJ Gassy, a.k.a. the book critic, the voice of Urban Lit. We in the building, Michelle V. Mitchell. We still got some people on the line.
Can I just say one more thing? I'm so sorry.
Sure, baby, sure.
I just want to say one more thing. I have my, I really want to get this out. I have my sister. She's sick. Her name is Nikki. She's in the hospital right now. I just want to just give her love and just let her know I'm thinking about her and definitely wanted to give a shout out to her.
Yeah, well, my prayers go out to your sister. You know, God bless her that she, you know, she gets well and recovers, you know, fully. Man, we, you know, we pray for our peoples all the time. We keep it real. Like I said, we got one foot in the church over here. You know what I mean? So we praying for everybody.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Right. But listen, that's right. My brother, anything you want to say to Michelle before she leaves? Because we're about to
keep
wrap it up.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, baby girl. Who that for life?
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
And young lady from the 516. Oh, Kateri, I know you got something to say for you.
That's Kateri.
You just keep up the good work, sis. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, and I am of you. You know I am. So we doing this thing together. We getting there. Definitely getting there.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, ladies and brothers, thank you all for calling in. Again, this is my first show back. You know, we took some time off. We got a, you know, we got a lot lined up for the month of December. Kateri, I definitely would love to get you back on. I know you've been living it up, you know, all the good news. I see you celebrating. But next week on December 9th, we got author David L., we got Teresa A. Campbell, and Chris Rocky Rose are going to be my guests. Make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 6:30. Michelle, listen, thanks for you know, being a guest. I appreciate your support. Kateri and my brother and everybody that called in, Brenda Stokes Lee as well as Gerard Marinia. Man, I love you guys. I couldn't have did it without you.
Thank you.
All right, so listen, if I don't talk to you, I don't see you on Facebook, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and God bless.
You too.
All right. All right, good night, guys.
Bye.
Once again, it's DJ Gasher, Who's Who, Nappy American Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show. Don't forget to join us next week, December 9th, when my guests are going to be author David L., Christian Friesen, author Teresa A. Campbell, and Chris Rocky Rose. So thanks for tuning in. the DJ Gadget Who's Who, and I've been listening to Block Talk Radio Show. Peace.